So welcome to another episode of Does Pat Get It, where I, Pat, decide to jump into the middle, or even the end of a comic series, and see if I can determine what the hell was going on. Today I'll be reading The Blade of Kumori, number 5, published by Devil's Due Publishing, written by Ron Mars, and art by Graphic Sismic. Fuck. So this seems to be a sort of modern ninja samurai martial arts book, a topic I really don't enjoy. And insert the plug for the Ninjak review here. Kumori herself appears to be a titular character, but is incredibly sidelined by the love interest, the American known as Cameron White. The A-plot is Kumori training in her clan's compound slash dojo when out of the blue, Cameron White appears. A man that she has fallen for, despite trying to kill him in prior events. The B-plot is some sort of cyborg ninja, hell, a ninjack ripoff named Sin, on an assignment to kill both Cameron and Kumori at the Ashina compound. Needless to say, both plots converge at the compound, and it ends with a cliffhanger in which Kumori's father is about to be bested in a duel with Sin. I get this one, because it is so filled with cliches, from Synth being a ripoff of Ninjak, to the two people assigned to kill each other falling in love instead. I just get the sense of hokey as well. The art doesn't help it either. It's trying for this realistic and dark grit, but comes off as a cartoony in some panels. Hell, the perspective is off on certain characters. I'm not happy. This book wasted my time and probably yours if you read it. And a big fuck you to Tim for picking this one for me. And hell, if you wish to disagree with me on this book or suggest new ones, you can reach me on Twitter at DPGI.